الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، وقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, the most important thing to appreciate in this life of ours, the most important thing which we do not take important at all, is time. Mahaz is time. We take time for granted. We don't know what is time. Every day time just passes by. Wealth you can get today, you lose it tomorrow, you can get it still wealth. Any amount of wealth you lose today, tomorrow you can get enormous wealth. But can you get time? Once time passes by, no matter what you can think about, you can never return. You cannot bring that time back to you. What good you can do in this time, because you're the owner of today and not tomorrow. What have passed. Today, whatever you can do in this limited time of yours, if you do not appreciate it, then you are still a loser. Allah Ta'ala gives in different ways, shows us signs, where if a person wants to take a lesson, can take a lesson. Every day of our lives, we hear, we see in the phone, message of funeral, people passing away. People who had so much of hopes to live, to see Ramadan. So much of dua they made and all, but in the end of the time, they left this world before Ramadan. Likewise, today also, how many people have passed away? What difference did it make in our life? Did we think for ourselves now that this person is gone, I'm next to go? Did you ever think like that? No, we don't think like that. You know, ice is lifetime is like ice. Put ice outside, what happens? It just melts and melts and melts. That's how your life is melting just like that. What have you prepared for? Every man is preparing for this world, thinking of, I'm going to do this for my child. What's going to happen to my child? Which is Allah's work. What's Allah's work we're taking in our hands? What is going to happen to this child of mine? Or that child is not working, or this person is sick, I'm going to leave this world, what's going to happen to that person? Whereas if you look very carefully, Allah Ta'ala has taken that responsibility, that is not your work. And from the first time in Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala showed us to the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam often, showing us the same thing, that look what happened to him, who looked after him, who taken care of him, who's given the best of everything to him? Was it someone else? Or is that Allah? So Allah Ta'ala is showing us this much, that you are taking those responsibilities which is not your duty to worry about. Every man is concerned of what is happening to this person, what to that person, what has happened to my family. Why this child passed away? You know, this child, the mother is no mother now. What's going to happen to the child? Mother and father passed away. What is going to happen to their child now? Is that our work to worry about? Whose work is that? If you've taken the work of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala, you've taken my work. Go and do what you can do, how can do. Sulaiman alayhi salam, he told Allah Ta'ala, I want to feed them. Give me a chance to feed. Allah Ta'ala, go feed. He even only started the seas to feed. The food was finished. He said, Allah, what must I do now? O Sulaiman, is not your work. My work is to feed, my work to take care. Everything is my work. What happens to the next person, all that is not to bother us, is Allah's work. What we have to concern is what's our life. What we have prepared for Allah Ta'ala. And look, Allah Ta'ala is so kind, and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, In the last Jummah khutbah in Shaban, why did he show the people the importance of Ramadan? What for? Because he knows this month, that the whole year, how we spend our time, his ummah, not him, the Sahaba Ikram were living like, they were so close to Nabi Karim. Their life was so dear to Nabi Karim. Everything that they did, we cannot even bring our life near to Sahaba Ikram too. We can't even talk one Sahabi, the lowest of Sahabi, the greatest of the Wali cannot reach the lowest of the Sahabi. First of all, the Sahabi saw the eyes of Nabi Karim, saw the face of Nabi Karim. They were with him all the time. They say every sunnah. Their love is something else. Our love is nothing. Their love was of this kind. When Nabi Karim said to make wudu, the water before it can drop on the ground, they should put their hand to see it and not put the ground. One Sahabi actually, Nabi Karim gave him the food, telling him, now take this. He's taken out some blood. I said, now don't throw it in a, put in one hole. He drank that blood. He said, Yalla. He said, thought himself the best hole is my stomach. This love what they had, what can we have? When they should sit in the company of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even the birds could sit on the heads too. The love and the respect they have. And anything that Nabi Karim says had to say, they have accepted wholeheartedly, happily too. They do not ask any questions. And they should take things very, very seriously. Like how Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the month of Ramadan, he told the Sahaba Ikram, which is looking forward to what is the month of Ramadan all about. Every year that was his habit to give the Sahaba, the same sermon, what's it? Inna Azaman. You know, it's a very great month. Very, very great month, very sacred month. To instill in our heart that something is coming which is very great. It must be so great, you know, it must be accepted in our heart that it's so great and so respected. And how do you mean what you say when you respect the month of Ramadan? Even in this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala increases everything. To show that in the bounty of Allah, in the treasure of Allah Ta'ala is unlimited. Other days, from 10 to 700, the reward is. But in month of Ramadan, it's unlimited any reward. Because for inna uli Allah Ta'ala is for inna. That fast is for me. Allah says that fast is for me. Every other ibadah you find zakat, you keep salah, you go for hajj, all those ibadah, that the possibility is some riya is there. Riya means a show. There is only one ibadah, there's no show. And that's fasting. Until unless you don't tell that person I'm fasting, he will not know that you're fasting. And the hidden ibadat which only Allah wanted for himself and no one else. But because it is for himself, he had made it so that in the month Rabi Karim said, that in this month of Ramadan, I'm being so special for the ummah, that no other ummah got the speciality. Allah Ta'ala made it easy for that person so that he knows, because the most important thing in one's body is what? Is the soul. Is the soul. Your body, no matter how good it may be, you can go to the gym, you can do exercise the whole day, all kind of gyms you can go. You've got all the muscles you got in you. When you go to the cupboard, what happens? That muscles are all gone. What is really that Allah Ta'ala wants us to show us in this month of Ramadan, what is there you're supposed to do most, is to nourish your soul. The most important part of the body is the soul. If a person, all his life, his soul is nourished to the best, he's very sick. As long as his soul is nourished, he got everything. He got everything. Another person, his soul is not nourished at all. What means nourished, not nourished? Those qualities which we're not supposed to have in us. The qualities to have in us. If we do not have those qualities in us. For example, now in the month of Ramadan, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given a very good remedy. First of all, he said this month is very great, sacred. Then he made it into a heart to come to us that at night, there's a night in month of Ramadan called Laylatul Qadr night. Now all that is instilled into our hearts, Laylatul Qadr, I must wait for that now. He's preparing us for the big days. And then he's beginning to say that, you know what, the first namaz you read out of Ramadan, is this the sawab? In the month of Ramadan, this is a reward. Then nafil namaz, which you read out of Ramadan, that is nafil, in the month of Ramadan, nafil, what is it? Everything is multiplied. To instill in our heart, listen, this is something which is not small, it's very great. And then he also gave us the remedy this month, that although in this month of Ramadan, you must increase two things. One is, read in abundance, La ilaha illallah, tayyib, kalima tayyiba. How many of us are doing that? How many of us are doing that? La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, das bakar dil bayar. Your hand is working, your heart is Allah. Your hand is working, your heart is Allah. In this month, you have to nourish yourself. Your hand must be, you, in the purpose for Ramadan is to bring about a closeness and a new relationship which you have lost before Ramadan, to bring about a new relationship with Allah Ta'ala. And if you had the old relationship, now you strengthen the relationship more with Allah Ta'ala. So what he says? Kalima Tayyiba. Read a lot of kalima tayyiba. As much as some of kalima tayyiba. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. What's the reason for la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah? And then he said istighfar also. Istighfar, Allah, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. To instill this quality into us all the time, that in after Ramadan, if we don't have that quality, what have we achieved? When a habit is been run all the time, then after Ramadan, that habit still remains. And no matter, if you are very sincere, then that habit become even more stronger. When a person reads Kalima Tayyiba all the time, constantly all the time, what happens is time will come that his heart will begin to say Kalima, is the one who stopped already. And when he begins to do work too, a conscious Allah Ta'ala is in front of him because his heart is saying Allah, ilaha illallah. What happens to him at that time? He is now shielded from guna. He's kept away from sins. So in this month of Ramadan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba Ikram, the month of generosity, how kind you must be, how big-hearted you must be. We are big-hearted with everyone else, but be big-hearted with those people who are our enemies, who cause harm to us. Especially those who are our enemies, who cause harm, especially our family members, whom we have broke links and contact throughout the year. Now in this month of Ramadan, you know that that family member needs some kind of help. You're giving everywhere help. Help us, suppose we're giving that place. Because why? Do something which is against your nafs. Your nafs is saying, give me there. You know, you did not give here. Possibility that charity you gave, you did not give for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. But you gave this person, say, no, my heart said not to give him no matter what happens. I will give this person. It's obvious that when you give with that intention, that there's definitely some kind of sincerity. You don't want to do it. Do that which what Allah Ta'ala wants. Don't do not what you want. Today we are fulfilling our desire, not the desire of Allah Ta'ala. Let us fulfill the desire of Allah Ta'ala. What's Allah's desire must fulfill, not our desire, what you desire. Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, once a year he goes to his farm, to his land, Kandla. Those people don't talk to him at all, but those people broke the relationship with him, he should go and sit by them. They don't give jawab, he gives salam, don't give jawab, but he still go there. He said, I'm doing my duty, my nafs saying not to go, I'm saying, but I'm going because Allah wants me to go. Allah wants me. My nafs say must not talk to this person here, he's a Muslim brother, my nafs say not, Allah say must talk to Muslim. Make salam, at least make salam. Which is very, very important. So your nafs in this month of Ramadan is trying to tell you that in this month of Ramadan, do not become a servant of your nafs, become servant of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala made it so easy for us in every way, to give us every way what to do, what not to do. Generosity is something Nabi Karim throughout the year was so generous. Very generous he was. But in the month of Ramadan, his generosity is up to that limit, Allah knows. So much of generosity. Out of Ramadan, one person came to Nabi Karim and said, I'm very poor, I need something. Nabi Karim said that I got nothing now, but he gave one letter to go and give that one Sahabi, he'll give it to you. I'm trying to show you how generous Sahaba Ikram is also. How they were so generous with Nabi Karim, how they were, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was generous, the generosity of the Sahabis. He gave a letter and said, give it to this Sahabi and he'll give you something. He goes to the house, but while he's going to the house, he overhears that Sahabi, the wife, instead of saying the Sahabi thing, the wife, the lamp is too big, make it short. It's too, make it short. In other words, the light is too much, make it short. It crossed his heart that this man is telling for a lamp to make it more shorter. What he'll give me? But what? He had to go because Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him to go. So when he goes there, Assalamu Alaikum wa Alaikum Salaam, and the woman they gave the letter, Sahabi said, oh, my shipment is coming tomorrow. The shipment is coming tomorrow. The whole shipment goes to you. Whole shipment goes to you. What did we learn from here? We have learned one very important thing. You must not have israf. Extravagant Allah does not like. But here due to the generosity of the Sahabi, he gives it. So we also have to learn to be very generous. And generous person at home, not outside. You must be very generous at home. Very big-hearted at home. As long as halal. As long as very generous, very, very big-hearted. My husband should always say, the way you were, house with so much generosity, that when the wife will never say, if I was in that person's house, how nice I was. The wife will never say, if I lived in that person's house, how nice it was. When a person becomes very generous with his family, that family, they have to, do not want to go anywhere else. She will stay in the house. Try and do it, you see. When you become very generous with your family, then they don't want to run anywhere. They want to stay in their own house and do everything in their own self. And if you got that kind of wife, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. If you got that kind of wife, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, then she does not want to go anywhere else. She will stay in the house. That's the best place. The best place for a woman is in the house. And in this time, even better, the wife must stay at home, nowhere else to go. She will make Allah, 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 Allah. Women must not make big, you know, these wazifas, you know, they have big, less wazifa. They must not have that. They must have only one wazifa, La ilaha illallah. Nabi Karim gave this wazifa now to us. In a month of Ramadan, increase the kalima tayyiba and istighfar. Istighfar, kalima tayyiba and istighfar all the time. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Why did he give us this remedy? What for? Because he wants us not to talk. You slip up, you say something wrong, you lost your holy ibadat. That's why he's giving us this remedy, la ilaha illallah, which we find very difficult to do. We like to sit with friends. You know, time is not important. We like to sit with friends. Every moment, you must think Ramadan is this month, I do not know whether I'm going to live. Tomorrow I'm not going to live. What can I, whatever I can do now, let me do it straight away. Oh Allah, accept it. You have to do that, that time. Appreciate this month of Ramadan. Every moment. The nafil namaz, you find so many people are free, they just leave nafil and go away. Is that how you treat Ramadan? Allah Ta'ala says that you're treating me like that. I'm giving you this opportunity. So many people in the month of Ramadan will be keeping away from eating and drinking. That's all, nothing more than that. That's all, more than that. Only Allah knows that. The more or less you keep away from people in this month of Ramadan, and the more contact you create with Allah Ta'ala, that's what you want. The link and contact with Allah Ta'ala must be great. And what does he say? The first 10 days is Rahmat. That person throughout the year, he was very good to Allah Ta'ala. Very close to Allah Ta'ala, he did not wait for Ramadan because every day was Ramadan for him. The first 10 days, it will be Rahmat for him. What kind of Rahmat will be for that person? Who throughout the year he made sure that he kept Allah Ta'ala happy in every way. He said Allah, he kept away from sins every day of his life. Because Ramadan comes here in this world to bring about and discipline your life for the next 11 months. If after Ramadan too, you become not a good person, then what benefit is derived at it? But a person For the whole 11 months, he becomes so close to Allah Ta'ala and so dear to Allah Ta'ala. And throughout the month, the year, he becomes so close and he makes kalima the whole year and he istighfar the whole year. In the month of Ramadan, what is there for him to do? He just continues doing it. He enjoys it, even enjoys it. So the first 10 months, Nabi continues his rahmat, blessing upon blessing. For that person, no doubt, is very, very much blessing. Then you get those people, you know, in throughout the year, they commit sins, so they'll go good too. They commit sins, so they don't go good too. They don't commit sin. Now for them is maghfirat. The second 10 days. We are still in the first 10 days. We are very fortunate. Make good use of it. Get the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala come to us. So the second group are those people who commit sins, so they do good and bad also. So for them is maghfirat. Allah, at least gain maghfirat now. Ask for maghfirat now. Ask for forgiveness now. It's still not the end of the world. It's got a time. You got time. Make tawbah, istighfar, make maghfirat now. Then the third one is for that person who all his life did all wrong. In this month now, Savior sent the neck from the fire of Jahannam. In other words, in the hadith is mentioned, the most unfortunate person, that person, the month of Ramadan comes and does not offer forgiveness. Most unfortunate person. If the month of Ramadan comes, he does not offer forgiveness. Istighfar, astaghfirullah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life. 70 times he makes istighfar daily. Not with the intent of committing, he did not commit one guna, na'udhu billah. Why? I may have made ibadat. And his ibadah was the highest of the highest. In other words, in that if I made an error too. Istighfar. When he made istighfar 70 times a day, then how much istighfar we must make every day? Every moment of ours. In namaz, in the first namaz, we supposed to make istighfar. Why make istighfar? Ya Allah, how I'm supposed to make namaz, not make namaz. That buzuk at the time of iftar, Ya Wasi al-Fadli ifirli, Ya Wasi al-Fadli. What an easy dua to make, Ya Wasi al-Fadli. Oh Allah, your fazl is too wasi. Ifirli, forgive me. Forgive me any shortcoming has come in a part of the course of the day. Oh Allah, Ya Wasi al-Fadli ifirli. At that time, what happened? Women at home, they don't have to go and, because the preparation for iftar, the mouth must work, Ya Wasi al-Fadli ifirli. But the work must be done to carry on doing the work. It's not necessary that, you know, they must sit down one corner to make dua. Not necessary. Whole day must make dua. Why wait for dua? Whole day they wait. When they work into Yawasi al-Fadli ifrilli, make istighfar, the kalima tayyibah, the whole day they must be done. Appreciate the time because you can, don't know when Malakul Maut can come take you away. When Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he built the Bayt al-Muqaddas, he said, Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, give me a chance, take my ruh after I build a masjid. Allah Ta'ala don't accept it. Allah Ta'ala don't accept it. So who are we to get a chance not to live longer than this? I don't know when. But he told Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, let it be that, you know what, because the jinnat will build a masjid. So he told Allah Ta'ala, listen Allah, do this. That I must stand in a position till the masjid must be complete. Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua. So while you are standing there all the time with his asa, and the masjid was completed, then the jinnats came to know that, Ya Allah, 1 year passed by, and the masjid complete now only, and then he passed away for so long. So Allah Ta'ala fulfilled his desires in this ways. This way. So when a Nabi has not been given a chance, who are we? When the time is up, you have to go prepare for the time. Every janaza goes, must think, I'm next to go. Who's thinking like that? Who's thinking like that? No one is thinking. Every janaza that goes, must think, I'm next to go now. Are you prepared for that or not? So, in this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala is giving us so-called soul purification. Allah Ta'ala made it easy for us that even the shayateen have been chained. That you can't say, you know, the shayateen are troubling us. Is now your nafs is troubling. Is now your nafs, you have to fight your nafs now. You know, Hazratji told us one incident. One person wanted to eat sweetmeats. He got no money. He told his nafs, you want to eat sweetmeat, I got no money, you want me to steal? I can't do that. So he told him, tu mera khuda nahi hai, tera banda nahi hai, tera mana kyu mana? Tu mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi, main tera maan, kehna kyun maano? Why did Hazratji give us this incident? Because when you, the moment you want to commit a sin, the moment you commit a sin, you must say, tu mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi, main tera kyun maano? In every way of life. The moment you commit a sin, remember this incident. When Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi was going to the masjid for Eid namaz, that person threw ashes on him. Now if someone had to throw ashes on us, what will happen to us? Now you go out to the mosque now. You heard this bayan, you go outside now. One will throw ashes on you. You start throwing him ashes too. I don't know what you do to him. Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi did not even look on top who threw that ash to. Mahazrat told, this is how you must become. If someone had to swear you to, become vulgar to you too. You must not even look who said the thing. By you looking at that person to show him, oh, you got something against him now. You must not even know who that person is to. So when the time that person threw that ashes, what do you think he did? He told the ash, carry on. He dusts his clothing, he says, it's good he threw ashes, you fit for fire. You fit for? So this is what we are supposed to bring about in our soul. And in the month of Ramadan, the only thing that you find many people, a lot of women contact me and they tell me, my husband become worse in the month of Ramadan. That is the most sad part. Whether they sit in itikaf or not. When they come from itikaf after the khalas, they forget they sat in itikaf too. It's like the whole 11 days or 10 days, whatever happened there, they took it out one over. That's why many a time, many homes you find the husband comes home. Because of the anger, Hazrati says, gussa mat karo. My dear friends, the worst thing is gussa. Gussa mat karo. You'll never get angry on a person who's weaker than you. You'll always get angry on a person who's... You'll never get angry. You'll get angry with a person weaker than you, not stronger than you. A person who's stronger than you, he can tell you the worst thing. You won't even look at that person's face. You know what's going to happen to you. You carry on walking. That's why Nabi Karim said, who's a true wrestler is that person who fights his nafs. That person whose anger comes delayed and goes away quickly, that's the best person. Whose anger delays and goes away quickly is the best person. Never get angry. Do not get angry. At the time of anger, ponder if Allah had to get angry, what will be my position? This person only did one wrong thing and I'm getting angry. The whole day I'm committing all kinds of sins. Allah did not close my rizq also. Allah did not even put one kind of sickness on me too. Allah did not do any wrong. This is how we're supposed to think like that. In the month of Ramadan is to discipline yourself for the next 11 months. If you cannot discipline now, when are you going to discipline yourself? And remember, everything is strive. Everything is strive. Until unless you don't strive for it, you won't get it. Anything. Jannat you don't get free by. Jannat don't get free. You have to strive for it. In this world, a person wants all kind of degrees he wants, what he does. He even go to that extent, he sacrifices knights and friends and everyone to get that degree. After that, whether you're going to get work or not, only Allah knows. What you'll achieve, nothing, we don't know, only Allah knows. But this we know we're going to achieve everything. Strive for it. Khuda na kare, a person, you know, all his life he's got a bad habit of looking, his eyes go to wrong places, like women. He's got to look at wrong things, look at wrong views. Looking woman does not mean only women. Looking at views and pictures on wrong things, and looking at other people's houses and getting burnt, and look at other people's family and getting burnt, all those come into it altogether. But guman, but nazar is not only Hazrat, he says, only they look at women, a person all his life may not look at women at all. He's very perfect with that. But he looks at other people, he's burning all the time. This person, why he's got this, and why his children are this, why this and that. All that become burnt. So that thing must come out of our lives. And the only way it can come out of Allah Ta'ala's given is month of Ramadan. Stay more secluded. Stay more alone. You have worked the 11 months throughout the whole day and night you're working, whatever work you're doing. When are you going to give the time for Allah Ta'ala to become like this? Buzuqan al-Din should close the khankas and they only say, well, close the khankas and read the Quran the whole day. Because the greatest ibadah in the month of Ramadan is Quran. That person only knows if he reads Quran the month of Ramadan, how close it's to Allah Ta'ala only he does not. Because why? We do not know how to read Quran, how to set the Quran to. I always tell everyone before you say the Quran, you say, Ya Allah, I'm not fit to read this Quran. I thank you, allowed me to read the Quran. I thank you for that. And Allah, you're remembering me, that's why you made me open the Quran. You did not open the Quran, he remembered you, that's why to open me and talk to me a little bit. That person must be very, very fortunate when he opened the Quran. Say, Allah Ta'ala made me open this Quran because he wants me to talk to him. How happy he must be. How happy every time when he opened the Quran, Allah wanted me to talk to him. That's why he talked. Fazkuruni azkurkum. Tum mujhe yaad karo, main tujhe yaad karunga. So this is what we are supposed to do. The month of Quran, this is Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should read a lot of Quran. It's made door with Jibreel Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The month of Rahmat, this is blessings. We have to take maximum benefit of the month of Ramadan as far as possible. Close this tongue of yours. Because three things which will damage or detrimental to a fast. One is to tell lies. To tell lies. And if a person got a habit before Ramadan to tell lies in Ramadan, you'll start telling lies. Second is ghibat. Ghibat. You know, I'll read on kitab. He said in the kitab that that person who made ghibat and made tawbah will be the last one to go to Jannat. And that person who made ghibat did not make tawbah, he was the first one to go to Jahannam. Allah must save us from that. Now if a person made ghibat of someone, that person not know about it, you don't go and tell him I made ghibat about you, but make tawbah, Allah will forgive you. But keep away from it. Keep away from it. If he does not know about it that you made ghibat about him, you don't go and tell him I spoke about you, please forgive me. Now you make bring wrong things that was mine. At that end, make tawbah, istighfar and khalas, but make a habit not to form up and make a ghibat. Ghibat is ashaddu min zina. Al-ghibatu ashaddu min zina. Nabi Karim said that. Al-ghibatu ashaddu min zina. Zina, a person commit, does not mean commit zina, very big guna that is. He made tawbah, Allah will forgive him. But ghibat, if that person come to know about it, until Allah don't ask him forgiveness, Allah won't forgive. We know the famous story in time Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the two women are dying of starvation. They were suffering in a state of fast. So we come to realize this much when people begin to suffer in fasting, it's possible because of the sin they may have completed, only Allah knows it. And the more you become close to Allah Ta'ala, more because the essence of fast is what? Taqwa. The essence of fast is taqwa. Allah Ta'ala does not want us to stay away from food. Allah does not want us to be able to, but Allah does not want us to starve. Allah Ta'ala wants us something to bring into us that quality of taqwa, that control of your nafs, that do everything for me. Everything. If your nafs says fulfill Allah's command, fulfill it. But if your nafs says fulfill your desires in the wrong way, then that is not to fulfill. Not to commit sin with that nafs. If nafs say commit a sin, do not do it. This is how to bring control over them. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala must give a tawfiq of making amal on whatever I've said. The Quran must become more dear and near to us. Read a lot of Quran. And be very good to everyone, very kind to one. And let it be, after Ramadan, the same quality must remain in us. The quality of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillah rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ربنا اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارض عنا وادخلنا الجنة ونجنا من النار واصلحنا شر كله ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى وسلم برحمتك يا رحمن.